Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, we praise you tonight. We praise you with all our hearts. Oh, Master, give us freedom and give us liberty in a new way. Do a new thing in us so that we may stand against the power of the enemy and move from victory to victory and blessing into blessing and strength to strength to more strength, because that you have put the spirit of praise upon us, and we want to respond. We want to surrender to it. We want to make ourselves available to it. We want to be available to you, and we want to be praisers, Lord, from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet. Oh, Jesus, let the spirit of praise be in our hearts every moment of every day. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
far above all. God has exalted him far above all. Worship a king at his feet, humbly fall. Jesus, our Savior, is far above all. When Daniel was singing before about seeing him there, hallelujah, within the veil, enthroned, our King eternal, when he was talking about seeing the risen, glorified Christ, beholding him there, the mighty conqueror, who throughout time and endless ages is the giver of all good things. I thought of that song that we used to sing in choir, Grace, Find Me a Better Key, for you anyway, and for all of us. Far above all, God has exalted him. Far above all, worship the King. At his feet humbly fall. Jesus, our Savior, is far above all.
Thank you. That's great.
Far above all. Son of God is exalted, the song says. And isn't he worthy? All the praise that we can bring to him, and all the worship that he inspires, and that he works in our hearts, for we can never praise him aright except he inspire us and he anoint us. So let's endeavor and let us determine to be those who bless the Lord at all times, whose praise is continually in our mouths. Let us magnify the Lord and exalt his name together once more. For above all.
King at his feet.